Hollywood prides itself on being progressive. At almost any award show, you can see the beautiful people festooned with red ribbons, green ribbons, Je suis Charlie buttons as they arrive in their hybrid automobiles. The Oscar nominations were announced this past Thursday. Something you will not see in the acting categories is a nominee of color. For the second year in a row, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has selected an all-white group of acting nominees. Bobby Rivers, the longtime film critic and interviewer, joins us now from our studios in New York. Bobby, thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, so glad to be here.
You've called this what? Just another Hollywood sequel?
Oscars So White, Part 2.
And well, now I just made a short list. Actually, it's not a short list at all. Idris Elba, Michael B. Jordan, Samuel L. Jackson, Will Smith, Benicio del Toro, Angela Bassett in Chirac. The best part of
yes.
Chirac, I thought. Audra McDonald in Ricky and the Flash. Any of their names would have been very credible on this list. What happens?
I don't know. Well, the Academy, the voting body, is predominantly Caucasian and predominantly Caucasian male. So I think it's like 2% black, 2% Hispanic or Latino, and less than that is Asian. And it's trying to get more diversity into the voting body. I think that the situation of black and Latina actresses kind of capsulizes the gender race bias, if you will. Mm. Now, if you think of actresses such as Cicely Tyson, Angela Bassett, Alfre Woodard, Diane Carroll, good, solid actresses, they got one Oscar nomination and then had to go to TV because Hollywood offered no more substantial scripts. You look at Jennifer Lawrence, she now has her fourth Oscar nomination. She's still in her 20s.
Yeah.
And look at the TV show Empire. You have Taraji P. Henson, Gabby Sidibe, Jennifer Hudson, three black women who got Oscar nominations, had to go to TV, and Jennifer Hudson, just like Rita Moreno, won an Oscar for a musical drama and had to go to TV also.
But Hollywood people are progressive. I mean, when they get awards, they stand up and say, we shall overcome, and...
Yes, they are. But you know what? I think it's not just the Hollywood people that we see on camera. I feel that as somebody who has reviewed movies on TV and been an entertainment reporter and been a talk show host, you know, back in the 80s on VH1. There needs to be diversity in other areas of the industry. Mm-hmm. The first time that I had a meeting with an agent was in 1990 at William Morris. And this came about because the New York Times liked my talk show on VH1. And all that time, I have only seen one black person as an agent in a top agency in New York or Los Angeles.
Yeah. Should the top, most glamorous, and I think in this case that word fits, names in the industry, should Brad Pitt, should George Clooney, should Matt Damon be more outspoken about this?
I believe they could help. Usually it's casting directors who I personally have felt have been a big help in this. There need to be people in the business who are more like the late Marion Doherty. You probably know the story about Lethal Weapon, don't you? Do you?
No, but tell them, please.
Okay, Marion Doherty, wonderful casting director. Richard Donner got the script to Lethal Weapon, and he saw, okay, Mel Gibson, and I'm going to cast Brian Dennehy. Marion Doherty said, I want you to see Danny Glover because there is nothing in the script that says the part cannot be played by a black actor. And Donner said he could have kicked himself because she was absolutely right. And that casting opened the door for other interracial casting in cop buddy movies. So we need people like that who will think outside the box and say, you know what? A person of color can play this part, or an actor who is gay could play this part. So we really need people to take the chains off their brains in the several areas of the industry.
Bobby Rivers, longtime film critic, interviewer, bon vivant. thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you.